Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is good to be with you this Wednesday, the February 4th, and it's 7:32 Central Time. Joining us by phone this morning, our guest is the Reverend Larry Troxell, serving at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Bowen, Illinois. Good morning, Pastor Troxell.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm well. It's good to have you with us this morning. For those who are listening and recognize the name or recognize the voice, Pastor Troxell is a pretty regular guest here on Thy Strong Word during the 11 o'clock hour, and good to have some time with you today to talk about St. Paul Lutheran Church in Bowen.
That's really quite a privilege that you're extending to St. Paul's. This is a congregation in a rural community of about 500. The community has a population of about 500. I live in Quincy, so the congregation's 35 miles away, which makes ministry during the winter sort of interesting. I have confirmation class tonight, and between now and then we're supposed to get another 3 or 4 inches of snow, but somehow the Lord always manages to keep the roads open, so it's fun. The congregation's about 82 years old now. Started as a mission congregation in 1933, and then went on to become self-supporting for quite a while. And then, as happens in rural communities, there's been a bit of an economic decline in the community, although the farming community seems to be doing very well up there. Anyway, there's been was a little loss of population. So the congregation for about 11 years, was in a dual parish relationship. And then in early 2011, they decided they wanted to be on their own once again. And the question is, what in the world are we going to do for a pastor? And the man who was district president at the time, he's been a friend. We've known each other since seminary days. And he said, well, I know this retired pastor in Quincy. And so that's how I became connected with St. Paul's as their pastor for the last, we're going into our fifth year now. We've done 4 years there. And it's a great experience for my wife and me. We enjoy being with them. And we've seen the attendance rebound. And the lesson I've learned through it is how vitally important these rural ministries of word and sacrament are. Because without these small congregations, people have to travel further and further and further to get to a neighboring LCMS congregation. And it would be very easy for them to drift away. Whereas, as we continue the ministry there, the Lord provides, every now and then, just a little bit of growth. Now, if we were in a position where we actually lived in Bowen, and I were there every day among the people, we'd probably be able to do even more. But in our situation, that's just not going to happen. But we still have the ability to do word and sacrament ministry. And the word has gotten around the community. There are things going on at St. Paul's. It's been a very good thing for the congregation. And by being a week sponsor, I guess, or a congregational sponsor for the week.
Yeah, Church of the Week.
On KFUO. These people are amazed that their congregation is going to have an impact worldwide. We often talk, well, what kind of mission work are we doing? Well, of course, there's the personal outreach of each member to the people in the community, the farming communities around. But to have a worldwide impact like this, it's just amazing to them. And they were very happy to be able to do this.
It is it's so nice to be able to connect with a congregation like St. Paul in Bowen. And you brought up a good point. St. Paul is a congregation in a small town. And quite often when we, you know, that's not the first thing that comes to mind when we think of a global outreach or, you know, reaching with the gospel around the world, telling the good news of Jesus around the world. But you said it so well that St. Paul is a part of doing that by being a church of the week. You're able to tell the good news of Jesus around the world through worldwide KFUO, through the programs, and you know, when we get to study God's Word here in just a little bit during the 8 o'clock hour. What a great way for a congregation to do that! It's a way to reach around the world and tell that good news of Jesus.
Well, one of the really neat things, and this is just, I am so thankful that KFUO is in the situation where it is now, that we stream the programs live around the world on the internet. Our little congregation is completely outside of the broadcast area.
Mm-hmm.
The people are listening via the internet right now, and some will be tuning in later to listen to the archives of the programs. And Sunday morning after service, they were saying, now, what's that email address again, and when is it on? I said, it's in the bulletin, just read it. And they were very glad. I was just impressed that so many people were asking about it and indicating they were going to be listening this morning. So our thanks to the Lord for what he allows KFUO to do.
And it's through partnerships like this that we're able to do that, as God blesses, he not only blesses that congregation, but through those blessings to that congregation, KFUO was able to do what we do.
Well, I have to compliment, I'm thankful for an idea that I actually heard on KFUO a few years ago. This past September, we had a drive your tractor to church Sunday, and the idea came from listening to another pastor out in Nebraska who seemed to be much in a similar setting where the neighbors out there thought the congregation was dying until they did drive your tractor to church Sunday. So, excuse me, on September 14th, we encouraged the people to bring their tractors.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 14 in a parade through town before the morning worship service. And then they arranged them in front of the church for a photo. And one of the young men in the congregation looked at the tractors and looked at me and said, Pastor, we're in seven digits out here. Just wow. You know, just to stop and think about what all is involved. What these people are involved in their daily lives, having to manage for the Lord, and how they could even use their farm equipment to draw attention to the congregation and to the gospel by means of this Sunday morning event. One of the fun things was that the largest tractor is one of these huge John Deere machines that has four huge tires and it swivels in the middle. And one of our seventh grade boys was driving that. and we had several teenage girls driving their parents' tractors. So it was great fun. And the community noticed that we are alive and well. And we thank God for that.
What a great way, what a unique way to reach out to the community. And and it was actually a church of the week also that shared their story of drive your tractor to church Sunday.
Yeah.
And I believe it was here in Missouri, and I'm trying to pull up the name of it. I can't recall from the top of my from my own brain here, but trying to pull up from our files who that was. I remember that conversation earlier in the, well, last year. And what a unique idea. So you have plenty of tractors there in the community around Bowen.
We have a variety of, and that's the interesting thing. We have a variety of professions. We have farmers, we have contractors, office people, people work at the local schools. It's just a wide variety of people, and they're all really great to know. One of the real joys also is that this during the past calendar year, we had the privilege of having the first baptisms administered in the church since let me just take you since 2007.
Wow!
So yeah, there is definitely a future ahead of us, and the Lord is just opening doors in very interesting and nice ways for that to happen.
Well, Pastor, we need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, I'd like to hear more about St. Paul Lutheran Church in Bowen. We'll share that with our listeners. What goes on during a regular week there? So stick around for more His Time. We'll be back right after this break. We'll continue talking with Pastor Troxel at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Bowen, Illinois. Church of the Week here on Worldwide KFUO.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO, a radio station where you can find the clear biblical understanding of Christianity proclaimed daily in both word and song. Our talk programs can be heard live or on demand at your convenience anytime worldwide. The KFUO talk programs proclaim the true Word of God, focused on salvation through Christ and Scripture alone. You've discovered KFUO.org, the messenger of good news.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Missouri National Guard, aired by the Missouri Broadcasters Association and this station.
Can you believe those Israelites in the wilderness? First of all, they get through the Red Sea, then God gives them manna, and then they begin complaining about, we don't have any water to drink. Are we like them? That's the subject of the next Law and Gospel.
Weekday mornings beginning at 9:30 on KFUO.
Are you one of the 1.32 billion Facebook users? More importantly, do you follow Worldwide KFUO on Facebook? When you follow KFUO, you'll learn about upcoming programs and guests. You'll see pictures of the studio and live KFUO events. Go to Facebook.com/KFUO Radio and click the like button. Then share us with your friends and follow along throughout the day. Liking KFUO Radio on Facebook will help you share the faith with your friends and keeps you up to date on what's going on at Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are talking with the Reverend Larry Troxel at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Bowen, Illinois. Good morning, Pastor Troxel. Thanks so much for being our guest and sharing with us about St. Paul Lutheran Church in Bowen, Illinois, our Church of the Week here at Worldwide KFUO. I was able to look up. I was trying to remember who the pastor was that I talked with about the Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday. Mm-hmm. Pastor Luke Walters at Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, Missouri.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, what a great story. And glad to hear that that story inspired folks in your congregation, that you were able to rally up some tractors there. How many tractors did you say? How many folks came out for a Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday?
We had 14 tractors in the parade.
Wow.
I mean, community has a fall festival every year, and we were not trying to compete with them. And I need to say that up front, because they had a tractor parade the day before ours, and there were 5 tractors in the parade. And then on Sunday morning, when our 14 lined up, there were a few people whose eyes were just sort of, what is this, and where were you yesterday? But it's just the way the Lord chose to bless our day that day. And it was, for our people, it was a great experience, and I know we had people on Sunday morning coming out of their houses, standing on their front porches, or else coming to their windows and watching us go by, because these machines obviously are not silent.
That's true.
So it was good, and it was still a very positive thing. One of our members is a retired contractor And he even had built a couple years ago a small wooden float that could be towed by a tractor with a cross on the back and the name of the church on the side and some benches. And along the side, not only does it say St. Paul's Bowen, St. Paul's Lutheran Church Bowen, it also says lift high the cross. And so that, of course, was pulled in the parade so that everyone knew exactly with whom the parade was associated. And just sort of a neat witness and how nice it is, how the people got behind the idea. I simply mentioned it once, and a year later it was being done. And their question was simply, well, Pastor, when do you want to do it? Now, we got to get it in before we have to be in the fields. And they took it, they planned it, and it ran just really, really well.
Well, let's talk about, we've talked about where St. Paul Bowen is in a small town in Illinois, about 35 miles, you said, from Quincy?
35 miles northeast, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what does a typical week look like, or a typical month at St. Paul in Bowen, Illinois?
Well, our calendar is very simple. We have Bible class at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. We have worship at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Beyond that, I do have confirmation classes, usually on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. That's the schedule. I have two shut-in members that I work to commune, and occasionally we need to have a meeting. And this is one of the joys of being a sort of semi-retired pastor. The years when I was in a much larger congregation and there were things going on every night of the week and sometimes two and three times in an evening, and many, many meetings, we have maybe two or three meetings a year. The voters' meetings usually take not more than half an hour without any controversy. One pastor happened to be visiting one Sunday and just decided to stick around and just watch the voters' meeting. He said, I've never seen such love at a voters' meeting. The people are just very happy that the Lord has kept their doors open and that Word and Sacrament ministry continues, and they like to work together well. As is typical of some of these rural congregations especially, when they do get together, they like to eat, and boy, do we have some good cooks. And so we try to find some reasons, not excuses, but reasons to do that. But even those are on a somewhat limited basis so that they remain special events and things to which everybody looks forward.
What is it about meals that brings us together as a congregation when we gather around food? There's some great fellowship that happens there, isn't there?
Yes, but isn't that exactly how the Lord intended it with his supper? I mean, our potluck suppers and that are sort of like what we read in the New Testament of when the congregations gathered and had a joint meal and set aside the best of the bread and the best of the wine for use in the Lord's Supper after the meal. Well, here we are in the 21st century. We just reverse the order. We celebrate the Lord's Supper first, and then we go downstairs and have a great meal. But it's that table fellowship, both with the Lord and with one another, that really binds people together.
It is. And as we sit down, as we gather around food, there's something that just as we share in God's word, and you're right, the ultimate meal that God has brought us to, the Lord's Supper, the ultimate fellowship, right?
Yes, it is. And we celebrate the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays in the month. It's the congregation's choice, and plus we'll have special celebrations on Ash Wednesday and Easter and Thanksgiving Eve and Christmas Eve. But the congregation's attendance is always best when the Lord's Supper is being celebrated. I just continue to marvel at that, and I'm very thankful for it, that there is that hungering and thirsting, not just for the Word, but for the sacrament. And I'm just so thrilled with the people with whom I have the privilege to minister.
Mm.
There's one little interesting sidelight from my being at St. Paul's, and I want to mention this as, simply as an example of what the Lord does with opportunities. And I do not want this to be considered by anyone who hears it as a campaign statement. But when the ladies of our Central Illinois District, LWML, found that my status had changed from just retired to actively serving a congregation, they said, "You must put your name in nomination. You must let us put your name in nomination for National Pastoral Counselor of the LWML." So there's an election coming up at the end of June in Des Moines, and we'll see what the Lord does with that. It's just, I you know, it's not anything I was eager, it's not anything that I was pushing to do or anything like that. It's, well, you know, see what the Lord does with it. And the Lord continues to amaze me with the doors he opens for serving him, not only for me, but for the people of St. Paul's. They have some new opportunities to impact people around the world with the gospel. They have new opportunities really now to speak to their friends and neighbors about what the Lord is doing in their midst, and to bear witness to the fact that the word of the Lord is living and powerful and brings great blessings.
Why is it important, in your opinion, why is it important for congregations like St. Paul to participate in and be involved in opportunities to proclaim the good news of Jesus around the world, certainly in their own neighborhood, but also in other places?
It's very easy for us to become self-centered. Yeah, you know, it's just the fact that we are still sinful human beings as well as God's saints. And it's we're very easily tempted just to think about how we've got to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Before we went through this change at St. Paul's in 2011, they were afraid that the day was coming when they would have to close, and so some things about the building were neglected, and other avenues of outreach were not really being explored. And once it became clear to them that they were not going to close, but that they had a life in the Lord, and the Lord had a reason and purpose for keeping them there and for maintaining word and sacrament ministry in their midst, they turned around and they made some major improvements in the building. Their attitude has gone from very negative to very positive. They are joyful. They love to stand around after the worship service and visit. It's like, well, all right, the service ended a half an hour ago, and no one's left yet, which is just delightful to see. But with that then comes the willingness to think about how else does the Lord want to use us. And so over a year ago, they appointed an outreach committee to come up with ideas for the congregation to consider how they could reach out and impact people, not only in Hancock County, Illinois, but around the world with the good news of Jesus. And so we've had support both for local food bank and similar outreaches in the community to be able to say, we're here and we care with the love of Jesus. But they've reached out in support of our district's ministry to the deaf, and in a variety of ways, in outreach at the synod level, and particularly with KFUO, and it's just thrilling. They have adopted a very positive attitude You know, the Lord's kept them alive for a reason, and they're going to make good use of it.
Mm.
And that, you know, that's an attitude mm-hmm. that you and I cannot manufacture. That's the Holy Spirit at work
right.
through word and sacrament.
Exactly. As God provides for the congregation there through word and sacrament, he also enables them to serve in various ways,
mm-hmm.
to serve their neighbor through witness and mercy.
Yes.
Yeah. And their neighbor is not just the people right next door. Those are certainly included in their neighbors, but people around the world as well.
Yes.
Wow. And what a great way. All those various ways and in kind of unique ways, in some of them that you mentioned. How exciting to hear about those. Well, Pastor, we've got our study of the Daily New Testament reading coming up in a little bit. Stick around and we'll get into John chapter 1 here in a little bit. Sound good?
I'll stay on the line.
All right. Thanks, Pastor.
Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the Daily New Testament reading with Pastor Troxell from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Bowen, Illinois.